Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It is The Savage Nation. Today's show is entitled Why We Fight, borrowed, of course, from the great World War II documentary series, which marshaled America and the American troops in our battle against fascism, specifically Nazism, specifically German fascism. Today we are fighting Islamofascism, and we are not fighting Islamofascism. Our government is fighting us, especially those of us who see Islamofascism for what it is. Everywhere we turn, we see it. And I want to appeal today not to my regular audience of, I have to say my regular audience are mature Americans, working Americans, retired Americans. I'm trying to appeal to those who don't really know who they're going to vote for or what's at stake or what they're facing. And I want to tell you, what we are facing is the end of your freedom. And those who are stealing your freedoms are not the conservatives. Those who are threatening to steal your freedoms are not the right wing. Those who, in fact, have stolen your freedoms and want to take all of them away are the very same left-wingers who are telling you that they're the progressives. And I'm going to give you one example after another. And I can begin very simply. Twitter has suspended 235,000 accounts over, quote, extremism. Almost all of them are those trying to warn the world about Islam, the dangers of radical Islam, the dangers of bringing in terrorists under the guise of asylum. Twitter, an American company, working to steal our freedom of speech. In Europe, it's worse already. A woman was given a six-month sentence for anti-Muslim Facebook posts. She lives in Belfast, Ireland. Six-month jail sentence for joking about Muslims on a Facebook page. The victim of this post is Dr. Raed Al-Wazan, a piece of human garbage, in my opinion, a piece of human trash who had previously praised Islamic State terrorists, claimed that this Irish woman's comments put his life in danger. The defendant, an Irish woman, Anne Bothwell, could you imagine this in Ireland? An Irish woman wakes up and she's given a six-month jail sentence because invaders like Dr. Raed Al-Wazan said that he was harmed by her comments. He went into a court in Ireland and wanted her prosecuted, as he did Christian pastor James McConnell, for having made offensive and disgusting comments whereby he called Islam a satanic cult in a sermon broadcast online. Pastor McConnell said, I have nothing against Muslims. I have never hated Muslims. I have never hated anyone. But I am against what Muslims believe. They have the right to say what they believe in, and I have a right to say what I believe in. But he's wrong. In his own country, he was arrested and found guilty. In the United States of America, everywhere we turn, we see a war against the truth, a war against our freedoms, and a war against our Constitution. Here, for example, and by the way, it's not limited to Islam. They're the ones behind most of it, but they are certainly not by any means the only ones stealing our freedoms. I'll give you a little example. Princeton University, formerly one of the great Ivy League institutions in America, has become a cesspool of political insanity. They have scrubbed the word men from the campus. The famed Ivy League institution rolled out a series of gender-neutral terms aimed at removing the word man and other male-leaning language from official school material. As first reported Thursday by the conservative campus news outfit The College Fix, Princeton's fascists at the Human Resource and Office of Communications issued a four-page memo filled with examples of gender-neutral terminology that must now be used in official school documents. Are you ready for this? All you young people who don't know what's coming if you vote for Hillary Clinton? The word actress should be replaced by actor. A cameraman must now be called a camera operator. No more references to cleaning lady, office cleaner. New students are no longer freshmen, but first-year students. A mailman no longer delivers letters or packages, because that's the work now of a mail carrier, letter carrier, postal worker. You cannot say the word mankind. You have to say humanity, humankind, or people. A waiter or waitress is no longer that. Now work is that of a server. An average man is now an average person or ordinary person. These are minor but very serious indicators of the insanity of the left. And I've told you the title of today's show, or the theme, is Why We Fight. I want you to follow the arc of this insanity and tell me where it ends, because I know how it ends. And therefore, they have to be stopped. Here is another example of what is at stake. On Monday, Donald Trump announced, quote, one of my first acts as president will be to establish a commission on radical Islam, which will include reformist voices in the Muslim community. And the goal of the commission will be to identify and explain to the American people the core convictions and beliefs of radical Islam, to identify the warning signs of radicalization, and to expose the networks in our society that support radicalization. And Trump then said, we will pursue aggressive criminal or immigration charges against anyone who lends material support to terrorism, close quote. Now, who could argue with that? I'll tell you who can argue with that. A group called CARR, the Commission Against American Values. I don't know what it really stands for. Council of Arab, American, Islamic Relations. It's a front group to push Sharia law down our throats and to shut our mouths. Listen to what they said. This is what CAIR, who advises the golfer in the White House, who yesterday was golfing with the idiot Larry David, instead of taking care of the flooding in Louisiana. Remember how they criticized George Bush for Katrina? Do you remember every black actor in America got up on their soapboxes screaming he was a racist? Remember what Al the Filthy Sharpton said? Do you remember what Jesse the Liar Jackson said? Do you remember what all of the black radicals said when Katrina hit Louisiana? It was George Bush's fault. He did it. Now you have this doofus in the White House playing golf with a dumb anti-American comedian named Larry David and refuses to go down there while coffins are floating in the street. He's a good friend of CARE. CARE advises him. CARE has dinner with him. And so here is what CARE said. They're so threatened by Donald Trump's desire to stop radical Islam in America that they said it will be a constitutional violation if Trump forms that committee. Here's what these idiots said. Trump's proposal for a commission that would identify for Americans the tenets of radical Islam crosses the line into government interference in religious beliefs. Will a Trump administration entangle itself in interpretation of Islamic religious principles? Who will Trump appoint to decide what constitutes radical Islam? His current stable of Islamophobic advisors indicates that this commission would be packed with anti-Muslim bigots. This government promotion of a state version of a particular religion would violate the First Amendment, says CARE, and put America on a path to a society in which those in power get to choose which beliefs are correct and which are incorrect. CARE, you ought to look in a mirror. Take off your headdresses and look in a mirror. Tell your women to take off their burqas and stare your eyes in the mirror, because you have been dictating to us which beliefs are correct and which beliefs are incorrect. And I'm telling you, it's going to get worse if the Harridan is elected to the presidency. They are deeply inveigled in her administration from top to bottom. But wait, if that's not enough for you, here's more. There's a strange character with weird eyes on television. Her name is Coked Up Roberts. She's been around forever. She's a radical leftist fanatic. I dismissed her a long time ago as a lunatic. She called Trump supporters morally tainted on More Snotty Nonsense by Chicks Morning Joe. You'll not believe this. Here is a reporter for ABC News and so-called National Public Radio, and she was answering a question on Tuesday about what will happen after the election to Republicans who have disagreed with Trump on various issues but continue to support his candidacy. Listen to what Coked Up Roberts had to say.
There are a lot of Republicans exposed right now saying he's a con man, but they're supporting him. He's a racist, but they're supporting him. He exits the stage. What is the lasting impact on the Paul Ryans and the Marco Rubios and the Rudy Giulianis and the entire Republican Party?
They're morally tainted. I mean, there's just no question about that. You can't say he's a racist and what he said was textbook racism, but I support him because he's the nominee of my party.
That's Coked Up Roberts, an ABC reporter, NPR political commentator. No mention was made of Trump's rival, Hillary the Rotten Clinton, who was the subject of a year-long federal inquiry that led FBI Director James Comey to call her extremely careless and reckless in her handling of sensitive emails. Well, I don't want to go into the emails, but Coked Up Roberts is supposedly a journalist. Coked Up Roberts has clear instructions. Even NPR's senior VP for news and editorial reporting wrote in a staff memo after Coked Up Roberts' harsh column, "Our journalists have clear instructions. We do not support or oppose candidates. We don't advise political parties. We gather the news and seek as many points of view as we can." Cokie's role has evolved into being one of those points of view. It's much worse than that. NPR knows they're in trouble if Trump wins. And we all know NPR is an arm of the Democrat government. We all know that NPR needs to be closed down. We all know that NPR needs to be eliminated in the United States of America and be turned over to the marketplace. The fair market will determine whether or not there is an audience for this left-wing extremism on NPR. So, my friends, that's the opening to the program, and I'm trying to argue with you, well, present arguments for you to think about, especially those of you who don't know what's going on. When I ask you these questions, what do you want to see stopped in this nation? Now, irrespective of whether you want to vote for Trump or Hillary Clinton, what do you want to see stopped in America? Do you want anything stopped that Obama has started? And moreover, what do you want to see done in this nation after Obama and his cronies leave the White House? We're also going to talk again today about the Trump interview of yesterday. A very important interview, by the way. I would think one of the better ones I've done in the 5 years he's been on this program. And I'm going to ask you this. What did you think of the Donald Trump interview? Because I think it was one of my best. Do you want me to replay the Trump interview? There is a great summary of it on WorldNet Daily. It's at the top of michaelsavage.com. Trump to Savage, Obama and Hillary causing new Cold War. This is a huge story. It was not picked up by any of the journalists, so-called, because there are no journalists. The only journalists who exist on the Internet. Trump to Savage, Obama and Hillary causing new Cold War. This is a huge story. That's why WorldNet Daily wrote it. Here is what Donald Trump had to say. On the heels of major speeches on foreign policy and race relations, along with a campaign staff shakeup, Donald Trump told talk radio host Michael Savage the policies of President Obama and Hillary Clinton toward Russia have prompted something, quote, worse than a Cold War with Moscow, who is building up arms while the U.S. depletes its military. Trump said to Savage, Putin is not a baby, and you look at what's going on in Russia. They're spending a fortune on their military, including nuclear and missiles all over the place, and we're not, he told listeners of the Savage Nation Wednesday. Trump said, Clinton has the wrong attitude toward Russia. He said, Russia can be a tremendous help to us in knocking out ISIS and save us a lot, said Trump, and that can happen with the proper leadership. Trump affirmed to Savage he believes his campaign is on the rebound, which I'll go into in a minute, on the rebound of Trump's campaign. It's now a statistical tie by the latest polls. Rasmussen, which is a more accurate poll, in my opinion, than most, shows it a statistical dead heat. I believe Trump can win. I believe she's faltering. I believe the more they see of her and forget the emails, the more they hate her. The more they know that she's a corrupt crony of the New World Order bankers. And I don't know how anybody watching this campaign cannot want more nationalism rather than less nationalism, unless you're one of those people like Larry David who made billions of dollars selling his anti-American, anti-Christian tripe and then hates America and hates Christians as often as he can in all of his failed comedies. And he's golfing with President Obama, who refuses to go to see the coffins floating in the street in Louisiana. Not one word from Coked Up Roberts comparing herself to what she said when George Bush was blamed for Hurricane Katrina. That is the opening to the program. The phone number here is 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. We're going to talk about the Trump interview. We're going to replay parts of it. We're going to talk about what you want stopped in America, what you want started in America. And I'm going to read to you from Scorched Earth, Restoring the Nation After Obama, which is available right now on Amazon.com. Let me summarize it for you in four sentences. People don't know what I mean by scorched earth and why I wrote this book. I ask you, can the nation recover from Obama's scorched earth policies? Progressive policies and open borders have poisoned America. Our Constitution has been trampled by a divisive president. America is becoming a third world nation of terror, riots, mobs, and chaos. Am I wrong? And here's the lead question. Are we one bad election away from losing everything? That is why I fight. That is why I talk. And that is why I wrote for you, Scorched Earth.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
We can use Russia to help us knock out ISIS, and they want it knocked out. But Russia can be a tremendous help to us in knocking out ISIS and save us a lot by helping us. And that can happen with the proper leadership.
So I made news on the show yesterday, not only on that, but on NAFTA and many other things, when Donald Trump appeared on the show. It's a very important statement because I said to Donald, I said, will you work with Russia to defeat ISIS instead of antagonizing Putin? I said, Obama is leaving a scorched earth policy in his wake. He has provoked a cold war with Russia. And that answer was a reaction to that question. And I invite you to listen very carefully to the rest of this program as I expose to you what is really happening to this country. And I have to focus again on the younger people who may be either undecided or think that they are natural progressives. And that Trump represents all the evil of the world. The exact opposite is true. If you want to live in an America where there's going to be an online hate crime hub set up by Hillary's FBI in partnership with social media firms, if you want to live in a world where you can't criticize Muslims or any other religious individuals who come here with a desire to blow you up, then vote for Hillary. It's as simple as that, because she's going to take you to the end of that road. It's the Savage Nation. Be here.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
So here's the problem. Hillary Clinton is perhaps the most corrupt of all people to have ever entered the American political arena. It's well known she's corrupt. Everybody knows that. She's been protected by the media. We know that. That should be enough to keep her out of the White House. Even if she was not indicted for her criminal activity because it was found to be not criminal enough, why would you vote for someone as questionable as this? Well, it's because Trump has been smeared by the coked up people in the media. So who is going to vote for her? The poor. Those who are living off the government teat. Those whose husbands or wives are benefiting from huge billion-dollar contracts in refugee resettlement or in the fake world of the green world. And, of course, the millions and millions of bums in the country who live on welfare, the millions of immigrant bums who don't work and never will work, the downtrodden and ignoramuses who hate America and yet are being ushered in by the golfer at a rate unheard of. We have a $20 trillion debt. $20 trillion debt. The nation is fundamentally bankrupt. Those freebies will disappear, which will set the stage for an all-out civil war in our streets once the 93 million bums are not given the freebies. $20 trillion in debt. Where do you think it's going to come from? There's $100 trillion in unfunded mandates. How are you going to elect a fool who will continue to print money while golfing as the world burns? How? Yesterday, Donald Trump was on the show. There are no caveats about him. Anyone in the media who is against him and is for Hillary. I want to be very clear about it. I don't want to hear any more of these false pundits saying, he's not this, he's not that, he's terrible, he's this. Oh, but I'm going to vote for him. It's wrong. At this stage of the battle, either you're for him or you're against him. And if you're against him, you're for Hillary. And everybody knows that. There's no mincing words anymore. We don't need any more caveats. because there are no caveats amongst those who are backing Hillary. When have you last heard any liberal or prog in the media say, well, she's really not good, she's not good, she's corrupt, she's this, she's that, but I'm sort of going to vote for her? You haven't heard that. One thing about the progs is they circle their wagons. And let me tell you something, they have bulletproof wagons. Their wagons are armored cars. Our wagons are made of wood and canvas. And let me tell you something else. Unless we circle our wagons, our candidate is dead. And that's why I say it's too late in the campaign to equivocate. Either you're for Trump or you're for Hillary. There's no two ways about it. And so, therefore, having said that, having laid the groundwork for what I would like to do, I want to play the first part of Donald Trump's appearance on the Savage Nation just yesterday for two reasons. One, because certainly not everybody hears every minute of the show. And two, because the density of the conversation is such that it's worth listening to, especially when coked-up establishment pundits repeat the big lie over and over again. Trump has no substance. Trump is not presidential. Trump has no plan. It's all a lie. Listen carefully and decide for yourself if you want to live in a world where your mouth is taped shut, your eyes are blinded, and your ears are stuffed with wax. Mr. Trump?
Yes?
How are you? I'm your old friend. Remember me, Michael Savage?
Absolutely, Michael. How is Michael?
I have not gone anywhere. I've been in your corner even when I couldn't reach you. I'm so glad that you're surging in the polls. Donald, first question. What are your internal polls showing? The LA Times says it's only a one-point differential. Wolf Blitzer, the liar, says it's 17. What are your internal polls saying?
Well, they're doing very well. It looks like it's a very close race from the internal polls. And Zogby came out yesterday saying we're two behind. And I think we're doing very well, Michael. It looks like we're doing very well. That speech last night got a lot of good reviews, very good reviews.
Excellent. I loved your speech the other day about foreign policy. I loved your idea of an ideology test, an extreme vetting process. I love stopping the nation building. This is what I think the people want to, I mean, they're thirsting for this kind of leadership. Mr. Trump, Obama is leaving a scorched earth policy in his wake. How do you intend to save the U.S. military in particular? He is devastating it, and I know you're a strong military supporter.
The military is totally depleted. We've got old planes. We have old jet fighters. We have old equipment. It's a totally depleted military, and at a time when we need a very strong military, and we have no choice. That's not like we have a choice, Michael. We have no choice. We have to build up our military. This is a perilous time. We're going to build up our military. But you're right. He's leaving us a depleted military.
Will you work with Russia to defeat ISIS instead of antagonizing Putin, as Obama seems to be doing?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, Putin doesn't want ISIS any more than we do. He has a tremendous hatred for ISIS. And the answer is absolutely yes. And people that think that's not a good thing are very foolish people. Russia
absolutely
wants him out. We want him out. And I'd absolutely work with Russia toward that.
It makes no sense to me. They're our natural ally against the most horrible scourge on the planet. And instead we have an administration, including Hillary, calling him Hitler. Hillary called him Hitler, antagonizing him, provoking a Cold War. Now, last night, Mr. Trump, you gave a great speech to African Americans. How would you help poor black people in this nation? What would you do?
Well, first, let me finish. Or worse than a Cold War, because, you know, Putin is no baby, and you look at what's going on in Russia, they're spending a fortune on their military, including nuclear and including missiles all over the place, and, you know, we're not. And, you know, Hillary is, she's got the wrong attitude. We can use Russia to help us knock out ISIS, and they want it knocked out. So I just wanted to finish that up. But Russia can be a tremendous help to us in knocking out ISIS and save us a lot by helping us. And that can happen with the proper leadership. As far as your second question, we need spirit. We don't have spirit. We don't have any spirit whatsoever. We need law and order. We have to have it. And that was my speech last night. We need law and order. And you know what else we need? We need a thing called jobs, because our jobs are all leaving this country. We're going to Mexico. You wouldn't believe what's happening in Mexico, Michael. It's nobody has ever seen anything like what's going on there.
Oh, they have a booming economy. I know that. They've stolen all of our factories and our jobs as well. So, you know, it's my next question. You're a great businessman. I said it on the show the other day, Donald. I know you can't listen anymore because you're running for the presidency, but the fact of the matter is, I said, wait a minute, his number one strength is he's a great businessman. He's America's premier businessman. And he said in the beginning he was going to run the country sort of like a business and bring back jobs. This is the strongest calling card that you have, in my opinion. Hillary has never run anything. And I would like to know, how do you plan on running the economy as a business? What would happen to our income tax system, for example?
Well, it's a business with heart, though, Michael, because it is different than running a business in one sense.
Right.
It's a business
right.
with heart. You have to take
right.
care of a lot of people that can't take care of themselves. You have to help people.
Right.
And I always say that. It is really a business, and it's certainly a big part of it. But you also have to have really great heart. We're doing a massive tax cut for businesses. We're getting rid of a lot of regulations. We're doing a tremendous tax cut for the middle class, which is, I call it the forgotten class. Say the forgotten man and woman, and it's true. But we're doing massive tax cuts. But you have no idea. Regulation for small business is absolutely killing it, stopping it from opening anywhere else. The regulation is out of control. We're doing a tremendous cutting of regulations, which are totally unnecessary. And we're going to make it, we're just going to bring it back. But, you know, the tax cut, we're the highest taxed nation in the world. We're bringing it from 35% down to 15%. And jobs are going to flow into this country. And companies won't leave.
That's the thing, is the average person doesn't understand that when a company pays less taxes, they will spend the money by expanding their business, building factories, creating jobs. The left wing assumes that by cutting taxes, somehow they're losing money. They're actually going to gain money because they don't understand business.
Savage.
Well, that was the first part of the interview with Donald Trump. Some of you probably heard it, but I played it again because news was made. And I'd like to talk about it because there is substance in the interview. Now, I want to focus now on the monster in the White House. Liberals went nuts when President Bush flew over and didn't land and visit New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. Yet there's not one word from the coked-up members of the illegitimate progressive establishment as the creepy president parties and golfs on Martha's Vineyard, this time with the creep Larry David. It's interesting to me that the creepy president only hangs out with rich white people. They have to have a minimum net worth of $100 billion. The very people that he has spent the last 7 years demonizing, he spends time with in one of the wealthiest enclaves in the world. How come there has been no conversation about him not going to look at the coffins floating in the streets of Louisiana? We don't even hear about it because the government media complex is covering that up. Obama, on vacation at Martha's so-called vineyard, took the Seinfeld co-creator out for a game of golf, along with frequent presidential golf partners and businessmen, Robert Wolf and Jonathan Levine. I think the net worth, the minimum net worth of each of them is $1 billion. So these are the rich white males that his administration has been scathingly putting down. But it gets even better. And of course, as the show evolves, I will tell you what's going on in Idaho, one of the areas that the so-called refugees have been dumped on. You'll not believe what's going on in Twin Falls, Idaho. You'll not believe what kind of mayhem is being conducted as a result of the refugees being forced down the throats of these decent American people. Let me take a couple of quick calls, then come back to the topics. Tom on WJR, fire away. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yes, Dr. Savage, I think that the game is over with. Too many people don't know what's going on. I talk to people every day. They don't have an inkling of what's going on in this country. And they see Hillary as the first woman president, and that would be good, and that's it. We have a severe deficit.
Can I ask you something? What makes a woman superior to a man as anything. What is it about a woman president that would be good for America? Just that she's a woman? You mean because she's not a man, that would be a good thing?
No, you're exactly right. I don't understand it. It's the best person.
I don't care if a person's a woman or a man. What I care about is what they're going to do for America. And what she's done to America is pretty clear. If you look at the Middle East, you'll see what she'll do to this country. So I understand what you're saying, and I frankly agree with you to some extent, but I'm not a total pessimist as you are. You know, your feelings are not yours alone. Many people have given up, as you have. You think it's too late. You think the average person is immune to knowing what's really going on, and you may be right and I may be wrong. But my job is to educate, illuminate, as fast and as often as I can. That's what I do every day, Tom.
I understand, Dr. Savage. I listen to you almost every day. I think that people should start flying their flags upside down as a sign of distress in this nation to get a buzz going.
You know, that would be nice if they even knew what that symbol meant. But they don't. They would probably think it's someone who hates America. And so I don't think that's a very good idea. But I do think a very good idea is for you to take the free copy of Scorched Earth that will be sent to you, Tom, and give it to a Prague who refuses to see the truth and doesn't wait. This is the Savage Nation. If you care to comment on any of the issues I have raised or on the Trump interview, the phone number is 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is a fact that we must fight, and we must fight every day in order to make sure that we stop this trajectory that has been started, not certainly started by Obama, but if he's not stopped by stopping Hillary, this trajectory of fascism will end freedoms in America. In London, the first Muslim mayor, if you can believe this, one of the first things this bum did is securing millions of pounds to fund an online hate crime hub to stop any discussion of radical Islam in England or in London. The European Union this year announced that Facebook, owned by that despicable character, Twitter, owned by those despicable fascists, YouTube, owned by other fascists, Microsoft, run by another dictator, had joined them to working more closely with them and the national governments and their law enforcement agencies, listen carefully, to help criminalize perceived illegal hate speech online. Do you understand what's at stake? Do you younger people understand what's at stake? Do you understand that if this corrupt administration of Obama's is not stopped and turned around in its tracks, and if it's continued under Hillary Clinton, this madness will eventually put tape over your mouth, tape over your eyes, and wax in your ears. You will become a prisoner in your own country. I'm trying to tell you that there's more than just rhetoric at stake. And that's what I do on this program on an almost daily basis. Well, that's about the end of hour number one. I have time for one call. WABC Jeff, quickly, 30 seconds or less, what's your comment?
Yes, Dr. Savage. I'm starting to believe that it's us, maybe, that are ignorant and don't realize what is going on in this country. How can all this stuff against Hillary, the open book, that's there between Benghazi and the...
What you're asking is how come it hasn't stopped her and had her forced off the stage? It's because she owns Cokie Roberts and all of the other drug addicts in the media. There's no question in my mind that they're either on prescription drugs that have blinded them, or they're on more serious hard drugs, which have rendered them incapable of the truth. And when you have the power of all of these networks and all the newspapers behind you, you can virtually get away with destroying a nation. And so, my friends, this is the fight that we have. It's why I fight. It's why I wrote Scorched Earth. It's why I invite you to stay tuned for the next hour on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It is going to take a witch to save America. Welcome to The Savage Nation. And I don't mean one running for office. Well, you know where I stand on the election. There's no point in repeating what I said in the first hour. The title of the show was Why We Fight. What do you want to see stopped in this nation? What do you want to see done in this nation after Obama and his progs leave the White House? What did you think of the Donald Trump interview, etc.? And I read you some news stories, and I'm reluctant to repeat myself, so I will not do it. Meanwhile, the world seems to be in trouble, real trouble. The doofus in the White House, instead of going to Louisiana as coffins are floating in the street, not one word from Coked Up Roberts. Not one word from Blinky Blitzer. Meanwhile, the same Blinky Blitzer attacked President Bush during the Katrina hurricane, basically saying that, did you hear the conspiracy theories from Al Sharpton and the other gangsters? And I call them gangsters because they're members of these gangs like ACT UP or Action League. These are gangs. It's organized crime, in my opinion. They went around saying that George Bush blew up the levees and caused the flooding of New Orleans because it was largely populated by African Americans. Now you have a corrupt ignoramus in the White House golfing with the failed with the very, very rich comedian Larry David, whose estimated fortune is at least $1 billion, and two other bankers whose fortunes are a minimum of $1 billion, golfing on the island of Martha's Vineyard with the very same people he vilifies on a daily basis, rich white males. Coffins are floating down the street. The very same vermin in the media who attacked Bush for causing Katrina and not going there are saying nothing about this Satan in the White House. How do you feel about that? What can you say? What can you say? Meanwhile, there's a threat of all-out war in the Ukraine as Putin places 40,000 troops on the border of Ukraine, getting ready to invade and crush the growing nationalism in Ukraine. The United States is moving nukes closer to Ukraine. It's shocking to me that I said during the interview yesterday with Donald Trump that Obama has restarted the Cold War. He said it's worse. Trump said it's worse than the Cold War, that our military is depleted. And here it goes on right in front of our eyes. If you care to comment on this, I don't blame you. WABCJ, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's your topic? What's your comment?
I think Donald Trump's making a big mistake, a huge mistake, by creating a commission for radical Islam. He's right on the money. Just appoint a guy like Rudy Giuliani as head of Homeland Security. He'll knock the hell out of these guys. What do we need lawsuits with these dopes from Kyiv? We all know what radical Islam is. Just shove it down their throats with a guy like I said, like Rudy, who will take care of the problem. He threw Arafat out of that, I think Madison Square Garden.
You're raising a good point. There's nothing to study. We know who they are. We know who they are. We know that they're infiltrating America. We know they're operating at the highest reaches of government. We know they're flooding America with radical Islamists. We know that there's an army being planted in this country. We don't need a commission. We need action. We need them thrown out of the country. And we need Homeland Security to throw them out of the country instead of welcoming more of them in. Isn't that what you're saying?
Yes. And a guy like Rudy Giuliani will do it. 1, 2, 3.
Well, the same way Giuliani went after organized crime is the way he could go after radical Islam, because they do have front groups. And I want to repeat on this show what went on in this country during the early phases of Nazism. In the 1930s, there was a German-American Bund, B-U-N-D. They were holding huge rallies in this country, even at Madison Square Garden. I have pictures of it. I was shocked to learn about it later on in my life. And on the stage, they had pictures of George Washington. This was the Nazi Party USA. George Washington and American flags, and they were trying to sell Nazism in America. Don't you think there is a parallel between what the German-American Bund did and what CARE is doing in this country right now? Of course you do. That's why you're getting a copy of Scorched Earth. I know you know the story, but I want you to give it away to a Prague. Give it to a Prague woman or a Prague man that you know. As long as they say they're willing to read, as long as they say, look, I don't agree with you. I think Obama's a great president. I think Hillary will be a greater president. If you say to them, are you willing at least to look at what Obama has done and is doing and what she will do and is doing? And they say, yeah, okay, I'll read it. If they're open-minded, give them a copy of Scorched Earth. If they say, nah, I won't read that, don't give it to them. Don't waste it. WMAL, Line 8, Mr. Dodge or Mrs. Dodge, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, how are you? I'm so glad. Your greatest service to the country, in my opinion, is that you are looking at a tapestry, and it's all about the weave. And with the left, each of those weaves is a little lie, repeated often enough in Hitlerian fashion to be believed. But you challenge it weave by weave, strand by strand. And we all know, and you are the first...
Dodge, here's the problem. You're an educated male who is aware of what's going on in the country. You understand Obama is the most corrupt president possibly in American history. Corrupt not in terms of personal gain, but in terms of pushing a radicalist agenda against the grain of America and destroying virtually every institution in this country, weakening us militarily, weakening us financially, weakening us morally. In every way, the man is weakening us. You understand that, but the Progs don't understand that, and they never will. They will never understand it, no matter how you present facts to them. They're not going to listen to you. Dodge, don't you agree with that, that they're immune to facts?
Absolutely. They are deaf, blind, and because they're ideologues. That's the problem.
All right, so how do we beat them? Can Trump win? You know, statistically, it's a neck-and-neck race right now. You know that.
Yes, I do. And unfortunately, it's not them we have to change. It's the people who listen to them. And that's your greatest service, Dr. Savage. You, strand by strand, negate the RX for every thread of lies. And there are so many of them. And it's just one after the other repeated.
Well, Dodge, do you actually agree with me that we are one election away from losing our freedoms?
Absolutely. We were actually two elections ago from this. This is not the...
We have a dictator and a liar in the White House. The man did a deal with Iran. He hired liars in the media with money from George Soros and the Plowshares Foundation as his front group to sell a big lie that Iran was run by moderates when it was still run by radical Islamists, that there was no quid pro quo, when in fact he traded money for the hostages. The man committed one lie after another, and he gets away with murder while golfing with that filthy liar Larry David, that filthy anti-American Larry David. Why do they hate America so much? Why do the Woody Allens and Larry Davids hate America? It's all I want to know. Their grandfathers fled the Tsar of Russia. Their grandfathers fled tyranny. And these billionaire vermin hate the country. Why is that?
Because they're dedicated leftists who live in a fantasy world and who absolutely are anti-American, as you said, anti-capitalist. In fact, the word is...
How can Larry David, who made $1 billion with that show Seinfeld, be anti-capitalist? Does he want to give his money away to the government?
Because in addition to evil, they're total hypocrites. Well, it's good. Well, you know, don't do what I do. Do what I say.
All right, we get the picture. The problem is there aren't enough of us to win this election, according to many people who are calling this show. And you may be one of them. Do you actually think Trump can win?
Yes, I do. I think there's going to be a surprise.
All right, let's pause at that, because I know you're a fan of the show by what you're saying. I know that you know what's going on by what you've said. And I want you to have my book, Scorched Earth, to give away to a Prague who may be open to a discussion. Now I want to turn to the Trump interview on the Savage Nation for a moment. Let's go to the callers, KAHI Radio. Tom, calling from which city? Which city are you in, Tom?
I'm in Auburn, California, outside of...
Oh, you're up in the foothills. Great.
Yeah.
I didn't know that I had a skip signal up there. I mean, I'm on KSFO in San Francisco, San Jose, and Oakland. But I didn't know that I had a skip signal up in the lower Sierra. That's good, because in the higher Sierra, they can hear me on KKOH out of Reno, a 50,000-watt flamethrower. So that's good to know. So what's on your mind?
Yeah, well, with regard to the interview the other day, thought it was great. However, Trump said that he's going to run this like a business, but with heart. And I think the heart should be coming from our churches, our charities, our neighbors, not necessarily from the government. I would like to see him kind of...
Well, you know, that's an interesting statement. I've heard it before, running not like a business, but like a business with a heart. He had to do that in order to placate the progressives who believe that the welfare state is here to stay and, in fact, must be grown, because there's always people who can't take care of themselves. But I think he was quite specific when he said with a heart he meant for people who can't take care of themselves, not people who won't take care of themselves. I would not let immigrants into this country who did not have a means of support. I would not allow them to receive a dime of welfare or of any kind of services until they're here 5 years on their own. I think that's what he's talking about. I thank you for that call. It's a very big differential, by the way. When I come back, I'm going to read to you from what is going on with the so-called refugees coming into this country. I got a list of how much money they are actually being given the minute they arrive, the so-called refugees, and how they're doing better than most poor Americans. How any African American could vote for a candidate like Hillary who wants to give more money to the refugees than to the poor in America is a question for which I have an answer.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. In your opinion, who is doing more to destroy America than any man in the world? It is not the puppet. It is not the Satan in the White House. It is his puppet master, in my opinion. A leaked memo just came out minutes ago that Aaron Klein found. Hacked memo, George Soros lobbied Obama to accept 100,000 Syrian refugees per year and succeeded. Hacked documents from George Soros' so-called Open Society Institute state that the satanic billionaire and his illegitimate foundation, in my opinion, they're illegitimate because they're anti-American, they meddle in elections, helped to successfully press the satanic Obama administration into increasing to 100,000 the total number of refugees taken in by the U.S. annually. The hacked memo also shows that the billionaire satanic foundation pressed the U.S. government to enact two other major policy objectives regarding the intake of Syrian Muslims. Now look, many of you say the following. You say that you want money out of politics. You say that you want corporations out of politics. You say you don't want money controlling politics. I can agree with you. Then why don't you say something about an evil billionaire like George Soros, who has more power over this government than Congress itself? How come you're not aware of the fact that this satanic, evil, hater of America and America's ways and our freedoms has more power than most sovereign nations? How come you're not pissed off about any of this? Well, maybe you are. I really don't know. The phone number here is 855-400-SAVAGE. Let's go to Joanne on WABC, line 8. Joanne, you're up.
Hi, Dr. Savage. I just want to take some responsibility about the white male and what happened to them. I am a white woman, and I raised a white son, and they are wimps. They have no backbone, and it is our fault the way we raised them. So if we're depending on white men to stand
up... Wait, let me see. You raised a son who you call a wimp?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
What do you mean by... Explain what you mean by wimp. What is he wimpy about?
About everything. thing. He does not like to play in contact sports. He listens to his girlfriend. If his girlfriend says, oh, you like Hillary, then he will like Hillary. If his girlfriend he doesn't want to do anything that upsets the court. He will watch all these Bravo TVs. Never in my lifetime have I seen white men.
I hear you, but you're the mother. How did he get this way?
I spoiled him. We all spoiled our boys. We are responsible for what they are today.
All right, so where was the father in all of this? Was he around?
Ding, and he was a wimp too. They're not of our father's generation, I can tell you that. Our fathers who would fight for this country, not these men today.
But you only have yourself to blame.
Absolutely, and so do the rest of us mothers, who just like black women are responsible for their boys, we are responsible for our boys. We have no one to blame for what has happened to them.
So what's your solution then? I'm hearing your complaint, but you're blaming yourself for what happened to the country.
Exactly. I'm blaming society, all of our society. They watch TV. They see white men on TV, on commercials. They're doing the dishes. They're pandering to
them. I know. Everyone who saves the world looks like Whoopi Goldberg. I get it. Every astronaut is Whoopi Goldberg's daughter. Every brain surgeon is Whoopi Goldberg's daughter. Every head of the FBI looks like Whoopi Goldberg's son. Everywhere you turn, it's Whoopi Goldberg saving the world. I get the brainwashing put out by the Larry David types in Hollywood. I know how it's happened. I get it. That's how Obama got elected. It went on for 10 years before they found him right out of a textbook and elected him. What can I do about it other than what I do?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. Savage.
NAFTA is a total catastrophe, has been a total catastrophe. I'm going to totally renegotiate it, and if they don't renegotiate, we would end NAFTA in 2 seconds. It's a disaster. Wow. It's cleaned out our country. It's taken away a tremendous percentage of our manufacturing jobs.
You know, I was thinking about this in another way a few seconds ago as I was gagging on my lunch. One of these days I'll actually eat a lunch again. And I thought about it. If I were to subtitle Scorched Earth right now, I would change it to this. How a small group of fanatical leftist billionaires subverted the Constitution and took over America. And what we have in Donald Trump is a billionaire who speaks for the average man. We've never seen this before. On the other side of the ledger, we see billionaires who hate America and hate the average man. They fear you. They despise you. They look down on you if they could. They put a ring in your nose and have you work on a plantation. You think I'm joking? You think I'm joking? Why do you think they hate you so much? It's because they fear you. The very Eddies who saved America from dictatorships in the past, the descendants of those Eddies, are hated by the Larry Davids, the Woody Allens, the Katzenbergs, the Hatzenbergs, the Geffens. They hate you. They fear you. That's why they want your guns. It's not enough that they have billions, or many billions. It's not enough that they have absolute power. It's not enough that they're above the law. It's not enough that they can get away with anything they want to get away with. They don't like the fact that you have any freedom at all. They want your mouth taped. They want your eyes taped shut. They want wax poured in your ears. And they're very close to achieving it. And then along comes one of them, a billionaire, Donald Trump. And he steps out of line. He may be a member of the Billionaires Club many times over. But he speaks for the heartland. He speaks for the average American, doesn't he? And they hate him. Because he is not only a renegade to their to their worldview, he is a renegade to their systematic control of you. That's how I see it. So when I say scorched earth, he's the only man who can change things, which is why I've backed him from the beginning. There's no caveats. Either you're for him or you're against him. Either you're for him or you're for Hillary. There's no middle ground at this stage. It's not 9 months ago where you have the luxury of saying maybe this, maybe that. There's no maybes. All the other 16 are gone. They're not running for anything. it's either him or total disaster. It's either him or her. It's that simple. There's no in-between anymore. We all know the dancing on the head of a pin. We know how to, you know, parse things on the floor, but I'm not him, he's not this, he's not that. I'd be with him if he wasn't, but I'm for him, don't worry about it. I'm not a saboteur. No, I'm for him all of a sudden, even though I was against him for 9 months, now I'm for him. This is what you're hearing now in the media, over and over again. Well, it's very clear that we're down to the wire, isn't it? And now we see the hacked documents that are coming out, how deep the corruption goes. These are crimes. A man like Soros, you think is working within the law, but he's not. If he is spending money to lobby the Satan in the White House, and the Satan in the White House ignores the people, the Satan in the White House ignores Congress, let's just say on immigration, let's focus on immigration. The people want no more Syrian refugees, they don't want any more Muslims in this country, by any poll imaginable. And Satan Soros lobbies Obama and successfully has the Satanic administration agree to take in 100,000 refugees as opposed to either none or the earlier quota of 70,000. We have the letter. It was released today through a hacking. And what the letter says, are you ready for it? He wrote a letter through his organization. We use the extensive networks we have developed to help engage an array of actors. Remember how I focused on the word actors? I kept saying, where is this word coming from? Every time Kerry gives a speech, it's about actors. When he's talking about murderers, mass murderers, genocidal maniacs. That's where the word actors comes from. And so they then lobby certain groups in the United States. And they say this in the letter that was hacked. In the course of our work, says the Satanic Soros Organization, we were able to generate engagement by a group of mayors through Emma Lazarus Second Fund, grantees Cities United for Immigration Action, the Civil Rights and Immigrant Rights Community, through long-term time grantee the Leadership Council for Civil and Human Rights, liberal and conservative former National Security and State Department officials. Did you hear that one? With the help of grantee Human Rights First, wait, it gets even better, and some conservative voices, they bought conservative voices, we'll tell you who they are, such as evangelical Christians and Southern Baptists through grantee National Immigration Forum. And so they got the Satanic Obama administration to go around Congress and the people and flood America with 100,000 Syrian Muslims into the United States of America. So now, who are these conservative voices who they lobbied? Which conservative voices did they buy? We have to look into this and see which ones of them are controlled by the Soros Satanists. And I'm going to have to look into it further to find who they are. We'll out them tomorrow if we can. So if you think it's only coming from the so-called left, you're mistaken. You got voices in the media, meaning television, meaning radio, meaning the internet, who you thought were conservatives. We can pretty much guess who they are. We've seen their behavior. Glenn Beck, for example, didn't he go to the border and give away toys to the immigrants? Didn't Glenn Beck do such crazy things like cornflakes on his face? What was Glenn Beck doing? Who was funding Glenn Beck? How did he suddenly turn around from an anti-Soros mouthpiece to a pro-Soros mouthpiece? How did this happen? Well, anyway, those are some of the questions we've got to talk about. WMAL Jeff, line 5. I want to hit the right button. By the way, before I take Jeff's call, Teddy is back. He was with the caretaker last night feeling bad after the doctor again the night before. I couldn't sleep without him very well because he's a part of my life. So yesterday after the show, just as a little thumbnail, I was down in the dumps. I was in the blues. I was alone in the house watching a chick flick on LMN. It's like a girl channel. This was about a woman FBI agent whose daughter hooks up with an older man on the internet, and then she's kidnapped by him, and she searches for him. It was poorly done, but I couldn't stop watching it because it was like eating junk food. Sometimes I watch bad television. It's like eating sugar. I know it's, you know, bad for my brain. I pulled the curtains and watched it, and then I was missing the dog, so I called Irene, who takes care of him. And I said, Irene, I can't be without him. I'm coming to get him. Oh, no, 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 you can't. He's got to be quiet. I said, no, no, I'm coming to see him. Well, I came to see the little fellow up at her house. He looks perky enough for me. He was happy to see me. Got him home. And he was fine last night. He's on anti-inflammatory.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Fascist Twitter has suspended 235,000 accounts over, quote, extremism. They're going to eliminate any criticism of Islam. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube are going by the way of fascism. If it keeps up, they will... I suspect that they will eliminate my account. I'll have to create my own conversation on michaelsavage.com, which is okay. That's what I'll do. The people can then comment on my own website with comments if that's what happens. I do have a large presence on my website, which predates my Facebook and Twitter accounts. And it will be a safe space for us to go to where we don't have these liberal fascists controlling us or any fear that it will be turned over to a monster in the government. Meanwhile, coffins are floating down the street in Louisiana while the satanic president golfs with the billionaire Larry David. Not one word from the coked up individuals in the media. Not one word. The same people who went crazy during Hurricane Katrina against Bush, virtually blaming him for tearing down the levees, have nothing to say while Obama will not cut his vacation short. All right, that's the picture. Shock poll, Clinton 44.0, Donald Trump 43.4. It's down to the wire. Either you're for him or you're against him. Mark on WABC, you're against Donald Trump. Why?
Hi, Dr. Savage. I didn't say I'm necessarily against. I'm a religious conservative, and for months and months I've been trying to see anything that should make me feel more comfortable. Okay, I'm going to support him, argue with friends, neighbors. The guy hasn't given me one thing as a true conservative to say he means it. He'll appeal to the Bernie Sanders supporters.
Wait a minute, stop for a minute. You're just reading from a script. Did you listen to the interview with him on my show yesterday?
Yes.
You heard nothing of substance in the interview?
No, the problem isn't that he's not saying certain things that I want to hear. I don't believe him. How do I believe a guy that...
Wait, hold on a minute. He says Obama and Hillary are causing a new Cold War. He agreed with me that the military is being depleted. That's not real enough for you?
If you let me get to my point.
You made your point. I know what you are. You're a troll who is subtly working for Hillary Clinton under the guise of pretending to be for Trump. Or are you a former Cruz supporter who refuses to accept that you're working for Hillary?
Didn't support Donald Trump during the primaries, but I'm still a conservative. I have family values, religious values. You're looking at a man that his entire life has said everything the opposite of what he's saying right now.
All right, so you want to vote for Hillary. Is that what you're saying?
I'm thinking of sitting home and sending a message that...
All right, so you want Hillary elected then. By sitting home, you're going to elect Hillary. There's no message. There'll be no message. It'll just be the end of your religion as you know it. That's all. It's very simple. By sitting home on your high principles, Hillary Clinton will be elected, and you're saying she has higher ethics and morals than him?
Hillary Clinton has never cheated on her husband.
Oh, so you are for Hillary. You are a Hillary supporter. I was waiting for the exposure. Can't you just come out and say you work for Hillary instead of pretending that you're not sure? Wouldn't it be more honest of you, since you're such a devout Christian, to just tell us the truth, that you work for her and you want her elected?
Dr. Savage, do you truly believe he's a conservative?
Don't give me the litmus test. Do you truly believe she won't destroy your freedoms?
For years. I don't even understand.
No, let me ask you. You don't think that she'll continue the policies of Obama and put the final nail in the coffin and end our First Amendment as we know it? You must be joking.
my party and conservatism when he's not.
Stop talking about it in the abstract. You know and I know that Hillary Clinton will enact the equivalent of a clampdown on talk radio. Is that what you want? Would you like men like me gone from the airwaves?
No, no. Let me ask you a question.
No, let me ask you a question, Mr. Talmud. If Hillary Clinton becomes the all-seeing, all-powerful dictator of America, don't you think it's likely that she would eliminate all of her opponents when she's known for a scorched-earth policy with regard to any political opponent? Don't you think it's likely talk radio would be curtailed?
I don't believe in conspiracies. I believe in what
you're
read.
You're not answering the question. What kind of conspiracies? How about George Soros? Do you like his policies?
No.
Do you want more of his control over the government or less?
No, but I'm still not convinced.
No, no. I asked you a simple question. Do you want George Soros having his tentacles in a government or his fingers cut off by Donald Trump? Who would stop Soros, Trump or Hillary? Answer that question for yourself.
Probably Trump, but I have a question for you. Which
Again, probably Trump, but you won't answer the question. So why would you vote for a prog like Hillary?
So I'm asking a question. Which president passed the Defense of Marriage Act?
We're way past esoterics. We're way past reading textbook questions. We're way past litmus tests. It's either you're for him or you're for Hillary. There's no in-between anymore. We can have these discussions all you want after the election as to his true nature and whether he'll be living up to our beliefs with regard to every little thing. We're going to have a big fight when he does win, if he does win. Trust me on that one. Trust me, I know that. But would you rather work with someone who you might influence, that is Donald Trump, or someone with whom you would have no influence, Hillary Clinton?
I don't feel that he's a conservative. I'm being brutally honest. He's not a conservative. He's a liberal.
Okay, so you're reading again a litmus test put out by some crackpot in radio or television. Is that your whole litmus test is whether or not he's a true conservative?
You think
what are you reading from? What are you reading from? What is he running for? What is he running for, the PTA or saving the Western world?
I'm a religious person. Do you think Donald Trump ever reads the Bible? Do you think he has...
You're a religious person, so why would you vote for Hillary Clinton?
I wouldn't vote for Hillary Clinton, but I don't... Doesn't mean...
Yes, you would. By sitting out the election, you're voting for Hillary Clinton.
So the GOP will make sure next time that a lunatic doesn't get elected.
So he's a lunatic. What makes Trump a lunatic?
Instead of concentrating on attacking Hillary on her economic policies, on her foreign policy failures, he's busy every single day doing the opposite of what he needs to be doing.
You're lying. You just said to me that you listened to his interview on this show. We talked about Russia. You didn't hear that? That wasn't about Hillary. It was about Russia. I'm sorry, you missed that part where he said that Putin is our best ally against radical Islam? Didn't you hear that?
I heard everything he said, but that's not the only things he has been saying for the past...
Oh, you just said that he's a lunatic who has no policies. You're repeating the lies of Cokie Roberts and the fake conservatives in the media who say he has no policies. He's very clear on his policies.
Yeah, but he doesn't talk about these policies every day. He talks about things...
He just talked about them on my show!
You're not the only show he goes on. You're not the only...
Well, I don't care about the other phonies in the media. I care about my show. Stop telling me the big lie over and over again.
50% of his speeches about rallies are just attacking on Hillary's personality and everything that's wrong with...
Oh, so you didn't hear his speech the other night, his foreign policy speech, about vetting Muslims who were coming in? You didn't hear that speech?
Which speech?
Look... You're getting me mad, and I'm not going to let a little man like you you want me to be angry so I lose control of the show. You're not doing a good job because you're not making your point. He gave a fabulous foreign policy speech the other day about how he would vet refugees. You heard that speech. It was a very substantial speech, widely accepted by intelligent people, except by the trolls like you, and by people who say he doesn't pass their phony... litmus test of what is a conservative. Who the hell are you to decide what a conservative is?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. Mm-hmm. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It is The Savage Nation. So in the last hour, we had a slight technical glitch for a few seconds, where I was telling you, amongst other things, that Teddy is back, seems to be normal. He's an don't call about him. He's on anti-inflammatories, and he's comfortable. He seems to be back to his normal self, although slightly subdued. And that's all. Life goes on. So here we are. Now, in the last hour, I had an angry interchange with a caller who was obviously a troll for Hillary, or one of those fake conservatives who pretends that he's not for Hillary, but he is, who secretly has a deal worked out with the progressives through one form or another, hedging their bets, saying that they're not going to vote for Trump because he's not conservative enough. Now, it's my position that it's either Trump, either you're for him or you're against him. There's no in-between. It's that simple. We know all of the whys and the where to fors and that he's not, doesn't pass the litmus test and he's not pure enough for the savior Confederate money types. I get it. We know he's not pure enough for certain people who consider themselves the Pope of the conservative movement. Only they know who's a conservative. And we don't look into their dirty laundry, of course, ever. But the fact of the matter is, I'm going to ask you a question. It's a very important one. Don't you understand that if you sit the election out because he's not conservative enough for you, that you're electing Hillary? And so, again, I think it's a very important question for this hour. Are you a, quote, conservative who is so rigid in your thinking that you'd rather lose the election to Hillary than elect Donald Trump? I mean, there's no other question, because there are many of you, and you're saboteurs. You say you're not, but you are. That's called sabotage. Because you know the election right now is neck and neck by the latest polls. That means he can win. And I'm not naive. I recognize that there are many liberal tendencies in his past and in his current philosophies. However, on issues of national security, vetting Muslims, closing the border, building the wall, bringing businesses back to America, if I got that would be enough for me. As they say in the in one of the religious books, Dayenu, that would be enough for me. How much do you want from any candidate? Did Obama deliver 100% on his, quote, progressive lies? No, but they love him to death because he delivered enough of them to have converted and perverted America into something it was never, ever intended to be. So no president, no matter how powerful, can deliver on 100% of their promises. No president can ever live up 100% to the litmus tests put upon them by the extremists. So the best we can ever hope for is a compromise. You ever hear the word compromise? Do you know what that word means? It's something we must do every day in our life. Maybe we want to go 100 miles an hour on the highway, but we can only go 65. We can only go 10 miles an hour faster than the speed limit without risking getting pulled over by a highway patrolman. Is that right? Isn't that a compromise? You may want to eat jelly donuts and drink gallons of wine, but you don't do it because you'll get sick. So you compromise. You don't eat jelly donuts. You don't eat cheeseburgers. You don't smoke. Right? That's called a compromise because you want to live more healthfully. It's the same with a candidate. Stop applying an abstract textbook ideology to a candidate. And so, again, I have to ask you, are you one of those who is saying, I'll rather sit it out, and I don't care if Hillary wins, I'm sending a message to those damn Republicans? That's a big lie. There's no message. We've had this man in the White House for almost a decade. That's almost 8 years. Almost a decade. He's almost destroyed everything worth living for in this country. What do you think another decade of Prague policies run by that madman, George Soros, would look like? What do you think your nation would look like? Do you think you'd have any freedom of speech? Put an X through that. Look at what Twitter is doing. Will you think you'd have any freedom of speech? Do you think talk radio like this show, whether you like it or not, is part of the national dialogue? Do you think it would exist? Put an X through that. So what would be left of your freedoms? The freedom to choose a shirt? The freedom to decide whether or not you're going to golf or play basketball? The freedom to go to Disneyland or a water slide? Is that your idea of freedom? Freedom means much more to me than choosing a shirt or a vacation site or a meal. But even speaking about food, they will control virtually everything you put in your mouth. You won't be able to drink a soda. You won't be able to do this. Beer is no good for you. Your children can't say the word man. Your son can't play a contact sport. Do you think it would get better under Hillary Clinton, or do you think there'd be no freedom left at all? So again, I have to try to say to you that it's either you're for Trump or you're for Hillary. There's no in-between. And if you're one of these purists who say he's not conservative enough and I'm not voting for him, I'm hoping to enlighten you to what I am saying to you, that just on the issues that I mentioned, national security, stopping the flow of Muslims into America, especially those with anti-American or terrorist ties, bringing jobs back to America, closing the border to Mexico with a wall. Are those not good enough for you after almost a decade of the opposite by the satanic regime in the White House? And that's this hour. That's what I want to talk about. KBET Radio. Carl, welcome to Line 6 on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, hi. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you up front. I'm not for Trump. I'm a retired psychologist. I never had a chance to psychoanalyze him, obviously. But from what I watch and from what I listen to, I find him being an extreme egomaniac with some paranoid tendencies. And I think you like him because I think you have slightly some of the same symptoms.
I see. Another one sitting on this couch there, stinking up the cushions, a retired psychologist who knows everything. And you see no such tendencies in Barack Obama. What's the giggling for? You see no such tendencies in Barack Obama, who overrides Congress and the people? How come you have no criticism for him?
Oh, good. Is this a censorship or what?
I asked you a question. It's not your show. It's mine. You made your point that Trump is psychotic and so am I. So I'm asking you a question, Dr. Freud. You see no such tendencies in Barack Obama?
Ungrounded,
I asked, look, don't start rambling on. Do you see such tendencies in Obama or not? I'm asking a simple question.
Not as bad as Trump.
Oh,
and let me explain something.
Now, why is it that a half-Muslim president doesn't show such tendencies to you when he goes around Congress as often as possible? Is that not an example of egomania?
He's Muslim, you said?
Look, let's stop. I'm not your patient. You're sitting there stinking up a couch somewhere in Nevada that no one listens to you anymore. You have airtime now on a national show, and you're making a fool of yourself. Yeah. Here you have a president who has violated the Constitution almost every day of his life, and I can give you five different examples, and you're telling me he has no such tendencies as narcissism and egomania?
No, he does to a point, but Trump has it in a great deal, and you do too. You come out with your books coming out. It's a masterpiece, you call it. Well, the only people who can call something a masterpiece is not the artist, whether it's a painter or a writer.
Again, you sound like a typical brainwashed liberal. I could call my work a masterpiece if I think it is. You're telling me what I can say about my own work? What does that tell me about you?
It tells me about you.
No, what does it tell me about you? You're sitting there alone in a room somewhere, stinking up a couch somewhere in Nevada, sitting there holding forth like you know everything. What makes you think you know everything?
Well, you sound like you know everything.
Well, I do know most everything. That's why I'm successful and you're not. That's why you're sitting alone stinking up a couch in Nevada and I'm talking to millions of people writing bestsellers. What do you think, everyone who reads my book is an idiot?
How do you know I can't buy and sell you? You say I'm not successful? You don't know me. You don't know
really?
What I'm...
How much? Oh, really? Okay, let's go down that road. What are you worth? What's your net worth?
In the hundreds of millions.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, in the hundreds of millions. I can buy and sell you 10 times over.
Good. Well, see, you're...
Okay, good. Now go away. Leave me alone. Go find some patience to bother. Destroy a few other minds. Okay, that was fun. Hundreds of millions now. Okay, my friends, let's go to the callers, because I see we've gotten under the skins of the progs. They see no such tendencies as narcissism, egomania, and paranoid schizophrenia in Barack Obama, who exhibits them on a daily basis. But they see them in Donald Trump, who is not even president, but they see them already. They have a distance early warning system. They know more than you do about who would be good for America. And by the way, they see no such tendencies in Hillary Clinton, by the way. She is absolutely pure as the driven snow psychologically and every other way. She's whole. She is sound. Now let's go to the callers. I will repeat, though, before I take the callers, on why I'm voting for Trump, why I've supported Trump, why I've had him on the show since 2011. Are you ready? One, he will build a wall with Mexico and keep out the flow of drugs. Are you for drugs in your neighborhood? Do you know that 70% of all the narcotics sold in the streets of Seattle alone come from Mexico? Do you know that? Are you that blind? Are you as dumb as that doctor, the retired doctor sitting there on a dirty couch somewhere in a trailer in Nevada? One, drugs. He'll stop the flow of drugs. Two, he will crush ISIS completely. He'll finish them off with the help of Vladimir Putin. Is that not enough for you? Or do you want little girls kidnapped and raped? Number three, he says he will stop China from manipulating its currency and stop China from dumping products on our shores. He will force China to trade fairly with us. And in so doing, he will restore the economy by bringing back factories and jobs. Is that not a good thing? I don't understand how you cannot see the benefits of these policies, by the way. Okay, Anthony, WDRC Radio, we're running short of time in this hour. My blood is running. I'd like to hear from you, Anthony. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to say, Dr. Savage, that people really need to focus in on what you're saying because it's so prescient that words matter and that what you said matters. What good is freedom if we don't have security? And that's the one thing that Trump can deliver is security to this country. You know, people define freedom by a T-shirt. You know, you say people can... No, you don't define...
Right. They confuse being able to buy 10 different colors of T-shirts with freedom when they don't understand what Obama has done to our actual freedoms, how he is controlling and manipulating with Facebook, with Twitter, with Microsoft, virtually all of our information.
It's absolutely true, but he...
Now, I want to send you a copy of my brilliant masterpiece, Scorched Earth, because I believe we're down to the wire. And I ask one question, which I answer in the book. Are we one bad election away from losing everything? In this masterpiece, which I hope you will read and pass over to a Prague like that genius doctor who's worth hundreds of millions of dollars but doesn't read any books that disagree with any of his paranoid opinions, I hope you'll find a few of those people and ask them if they will at least look at the facts. Stay on the line. Shannon, KLIF, line 6, go ahead, please.
What comment on some of these previous callers you're getting today? I'll tell you, these guys are the trolls that are being paid by the Hillary campaign and by Soros' money and his Media Matters thing to troll. I see it on the Internet as well, not just on talk radio. But I think that callers, I think anyone's listening probably figures this out, but if they haven't, everyone needs to know that this sleazy campaign of Clinton has hired tons of people to make these sort of calls, to troll people on the Internet. I see it on some of the things I do on Twitter. So
absolutely. I see it all over my Facebook page. I see it on the WorldNet Daily articles that come out on my interviews with Donald Trump. I see the trolls, and there's thousands of them being paid for through Soros money. I agree with you. And I think I just had two of them in the last hour.
Well, no, there's no doubt in my mind those two were. I mean, they had their script. And I think people just need to...
Right, like, okay, say, when you call talk radio, say that you are a psychologist to establish your credibility, a psychologist or a psychiatrist. Number two, say that Trump is mentally imbalanced and the host is as well, or shows mild signs of imbalance. Then when the host challenges you as being a loser, say that you can buy and sell him. And if the host should ask you what you're worth... Bury the host with a statement like hundreds of millions of dollars. Is that sort of troll-like?
Yeah, I think that's sort of the talking point. He's worth hundreds of millions of dollars.
Hundreds of millions. When you hear hundreds of millions, you know he made it up. Because rich men usually know how much they're worth, by the way, down to about the last $1 million. There's no such thing as hundreds. It's not in that range. It's a pretty big range, hundreds. What is it, about 100 million or 900 million? You know, okay. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Welcome back to the Savage Masterpiece Theater, and I want to read a paragraph from my new masterpiece, Scorched Earth, about what's going on in America, and page 270 says it all. A revolution is occurring in America. The soul of America is up for grabs. I have a friend from England who just came over here, and he said, you should see what's going on in England right now. He said that in London, people are walking with their heads down. The city's new Muslim mayor, Sadiq Khan, has conquered the nation like Saladin, the warlord who battled the Crusaders. Every white person in England is feeling defeated. The same thing is happening in the United States. If you walk around today in New York, San Francisco, Dallas, Phoenix, Chicago, Miami, or whatever city you're in, would you see people walking with their heads held high? No, you won't. People are walking around keeping their heads as close as they can to their shoulders. And it's not just because they're texting. It's because they're afraid. They're fearful of what Obama has unleashed upon society. He has turned street thugs into victims and the police into a neutral force. That leaves the victims free to attack the rest of us. Stabbings are way up in New York as I write this. Coincidence? I'll continue in my masterpiece, Scorched Earth. This devil in the White House has neutralized the police and unleashed street thugs into American society. This is just the beginning, and the people know it. This is step one of the revolution that has arrived in America. And then I go on and I say this in my masterpiece. I want to tell you something about communism. You can find it right in the Communist Manifesto, which, by the way, was originally published in London at the beginning of the revolutions of 1848. Well, I can't read more right now because I'm into a hard break. But the fact of the matter is, I will speak more when I come back, not only from the masterpiece Scorched Earth, but from my brain, the Savage Brain, right here on your local station.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
It's again on the younger people who may be either undecided or think that they are natural progressives and that Trump represents all the evil of the world. The exact opposite is true. If you want to live in an America where there's going to be an online hate crime hub set up by Hillary's FBI, in partnership with social media firms, if you want to live in a world where you can't criticize Muslims or any other religious individuals who come here with a desire to blow you up, then vote for Hillary. It's as simple as that, because she's going to take you to the end of that road. I'm going to ask you this. What did you think of the Donald Trump interview? Because I think it was one of my best. There is a great summary of it on WorldNet Daily. It's at the top of michaelsavage.com. Trump to Savage, Obama and Hillary causing new Cold War. This is a huge story. It was not picked up by any of the journalists, so-called, because there are no journalists. The only journalists who exist on the Internet. Trump to Savage, Obama and Hillary causing new Cold War. This is a huge story. That's why WorldNet Daily wrote it. Here is what Donald Trump had to say on the heels of major speeches on foreign policy and race relations, along with a campaign staff shakeup. Donald Trump told talk radio host Michael Savage the policies of President Obama and Hillary Clinton toward Russia have prompted something, quote, worse than a Cold War with Moscow, who is building up arms while the U.S. depletes its military. Trump said to Savage, Putin is not a baby, and you look at what's going on in Russia. They're spending a fortune on their military, including nuclear and missiles all over the place, and we're not, he told listeners of the Savage Nation Wednesday. Trump said Clinton has the wrong attitude toward Russia. He said, Russia can be a tremendous help to us in knocking out ISIS and save us a lot, said Trump, and that can happen with the proper leadership. Trump affirmed to Savage he believes his campaign is on the rebound, and it's now a statistical tie by the latest polls. Rasmussen, which is a more accurate poll, in my opinion, than most, shows it a statistical dead heat. I believe Trump can win. I believe she's faltering. I believe the more they see of her and forget the emails, the more they hate her. The more they know that she's a corrupt crony of the New World Order bankers. And I don't know how anybody watching this campaign could not want more nationalism rather than less nationalism, unless you're one of those people like Larry David, who made billions of dollars selling his anti-American, anti-Christian tripe, and then hates America and hates Christians as often as he can in all of his failed comedies. And he's golfing with President Obama, who refuses to go to see the coffins floating in the street in Louisiana. Here is another example of what is at stake. On Monday, Donald Trump announced, quote, "One of my first acts as president will be to establish a commission on radical Islam, which will include reformist voices in the Muslim community. And the goal of the commission will be to identify and explain to the American people the core convictions and beliefs of radical Islam, to identify the warning signs of radicalization, and to expose the networks in our society that support radicalization." And Trump then said, "We will pursue aggressive criminal or immigration charges against anyone who lends material support to terrorism," close quote. Now, who could argue with that? I'll tell you who can argue with that. A group called CARR, the Commission Against American Values. I don't know what it really stands for. Council of Arab, American, and Islamic Relations. It's a front group to push Sharia law down our throats and to shut our mouths. Listen to what they said. This is what CAIR, who advises the golfer in the White House, who yesterday was golfing with the idiot Larry David, instead of taking care of the flooding in Louisiana. Remember how they criticized George Bush for Katrina? Do you remember every black actor in America got up on their soapboxes screaming he was a racist? Remember what Al the Filthy Sharpton said? Do you remember what Jesse the Liar Jackson said? Do you remember what all of the black radicals said when Katrina hit Louisiana? It was George Bush's fault. He did it. Now you have this doofus in the White House playing golf with a dumb anti-American comedian named Larry David and refuses to go down there while coffins are floating in the street. He's a good friend of CARE. CARE advises him. CARE has dinner with him. And so here is what CARE said. They're so threatened by Donald Trump's desire to stop radical Islam in America that they said it will be a constitutional violation if Trump forms that committee. Here's what these idiots said. "Trump's proposal for a commission that would identify for Americans the tenets of radical Islam crosses the line into government interference in religious beliefs. Will a Trump administration entangle itself in interpretation of Islamic religious principles? Who will Trump appoint to decide what constitutes radical Islam? His current stable of Islamophobic advisors indicates that this commission would be packed with anti-Muslim bigots. This government promotion of a state version of a particular religion would violate the First Amendment," says CARE, "and put America on a path to a society in which those in power get to choose which beliefs are correct and which are incorrect. CARE, you ought to look in a mirror. Take off your headdresses and look in the mirror. Tell your women to take off their burqas and stare your eyes in the mirror, because you have been dictating to us which beliefs are correct and which beliefs are incorrect. And I'm telling you, it's going to get worse if the Harridan is elected to the presidency. They are deeply inveigled in her administration from top to bottom. What do you want to see stopped in this nation?" Now, irrespective of whether you want to vote for Trump or Hillary Clinton, what do you want to see stopped in America? Do you want anything stopped that Obama has started? And moreover, what do you want to see done in this nation after Obama and his cronies leave the White House? Today we are fighting Islamofascism, and we are not fighting Islamofascism. Our government is fighting us, especially those of us who see Islamofascism for what it is. Everywhere we turn, we see it. And I want to appeal today not to my regular audience of, I have to say my regular audience are mature Americans, working Americans, retired Americans. I'm trying to appeal to those who don't really know who they're going to vote for or what's at stake or what they're facing. And I want to tell you, what we are facing is the end of your freedom. And those who are stealing your freedoms are not the conservatives. Those who are threatening to steal your freedoms are not the right wing. Those who, in fact, have stolen your freedoms and want to take all of them away are the very same left-wingers who are telling you that they're the progressives. And I'm going to give you one example after another. And I can begin very simply. Twitter has suspended 235,000 accounts over, quote, extremism. Almost all of them are those trying to warn the world about Islam, the dangers of radical Islam, the dangers of bringing in terrorists under the guise of asylum. Twitter, an American company working to steal our freedom of speech. In Europe, it's worse already. A woman was given a six-month sentence for anti-Muslim Facebook posts. She lives in Belfast, Ireland. Six-month jail sentence for joking about Muslims on a Facebook page. The victim of this post is Dr. Raed Al-Wazan, a piece of human garbage, in my opinion, a piece of human trash who had previously praised Islamic State terrorists, claimed that this Irish woman's comments put his life in danger. The defendant, an Irish woman, Anne Bothwell, could you imagine this in Ireland? An Irish woman wakes up and she's given a six-month jail sentence because invaders like Dr. Raed Al-Wazan said that he was harmed by her comments. He went into a court in Ireland and wanted her prosecuted, as he did Christian pastor James McConnell, for having made offensive and disgusting comments whereby he called Islam a satanic cult in a sermon broadcast online. Pastor McConnell said, "I have nothing against Muslims. I have never hated Muslims. I have never hated anyone. But I am against what Muslims believe. They have the right to say what they believe in, and I have a right to say what I believe in." But he's wrong. In his own country, he was arrested and found guilty. In the United States of America, everywhere we turn, we see a war against the truth, a war against our freedoms, and a war against our Constitution. Here, for example, and by the way, it's not limited to Islam. They're the ones behind most of it, but they are certainly not by any means the only ones stealing our freedoms. I'll give you a little example. Princeton University, formerly one of the great Ivy League institutions in America, has become a cesspool of political insanity. They have scrubbed the word men from the campus. The famed Ivy League institution rolled out a series of gender-neutral terms aimed at removing the word man and other male-leaning language from official school material. As first reported Thursday by the conservative campus news outfit, The College Fix, Princeton's fascists at the Human Resource and Office of Communications issued a four-page memo filled with examples of gender-neutral terminology that must now be used in official school documents. Are you ready for this? All you young people who don't know what's coming if you vote for Hillary Clinton? The word actress should be replaced by actor. A cameraman must now be called a camera operator. No more references to cleaning lady, office cleaner. New students are no longer freshmen, but first-year students. A mailman no longer delivers letters or packages, because that's the work now of a mail carrier, letter carrier, postal worker. You cannot say the word mankind. You have to say humanity, humankind, or people. A waiter or waitress is no longer that. Now work is that of a server. An average man is now an average person or ordinary person. These are minor but very serious indicators of the insanity of the left. And I've told you the title of today's show, or the theme, is Why We Fight. I want you to follow the arc of this insanity and tell me where it ends, because I know how it ends. And therefore, they have to be stopped. So here's the problem. Hillary Clinton is perhaps the most corrupt of all people to have ever entered the American political arena. It's well known she's corrupt. Everybody knows that. She's been protected by the media. We know that. That should be enough to keep her out of the White House. Even if she was not indicted for her criminal activity because it was found to be not criminal enough, why would you vote for someone as questionable as this? Well, it's because Trump has been smeared by the coked-up people in the media. So who is going to vote for her? The poor. Those who are living off the government teat. Those whose husbands or wives are benefiting from huge billion-dollar contracts in refugee resettlement, or in the fake world of the green world. And, of course, the millions and millions of bums in the country who live on welfare, the millions of immigrant bums who don't work and never will work, the downtrodden and ignoramuses who hate America and yet are being ushered in by the golfer at a rate unheard of. We have a $20 trillion debt. $20 trillion debt. The nation is fundamentally bankrupt. Those freebies will disappear, which will set the stage for an all-out civil war in our streets once the 93 million bums are not given the freebies. $20 trillion in debt. Where do you think it's going to come from? There's $100 trillion in unfunded mandates How are you going to elect a fool who will continue to print money while golfing as the world burns? How? I ask you, can the nation recover from Obama's scorched earth policies? Progressive policies and open borders have poisoned America. Our Constitution has been trampled by a divisive president. America is becoming a third world nation of terror, riots, mobs, and chaos. Am I wrong? And here's the lead question. Are we one bad election away from losing everything? That is why I fight. That is why I talk. And that is why I wrote for you, Scorched Earth, Restoring the Nation After Obama, which is available right now on Amazon.com. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. Oral master of talk radio, Michael Savage. I think I'm going to use the word masterpiece now over and over again just to get the psychologist in Nevada angry. And to make people aware of the fact that I am a master speaker and a master writer. That's how it is. I spent my life writing since I'm 16. I would assume that after 29 published books and many unpublished manuscripts, there'd be something masterful about what I write and certainly what I say. Now, the main theme today is that those of you who say you are principled conservative and you're not going to vote for Trump are actually working for Hillary, directly or indirectly. You're going to elect her. Drew, KSFO, let's have your comment on that statement.
Yes, either they're working for Hillary or they're suicidal. This election comes down to a very simple premise. If Hillary wins, we lose our Second Amendment right, our ability to defend ourselves. Along with that, the rest of our rights will immediately evaporate after that.
Well, they're evaporating under Obama day by day. What do you think this hate speech is all about? What do you think Muslims telling us what we can say about radical Islam is all about? We are losing the First Amendment on a daily basis. Hillary will put the final nail in the coffin. I agree with you, but the issue is the fake conservatives who claim that they're the real conservatives, who say that they're not going to vote for Trump because he's not a true conservative, are in essence going to elect Hillary. That's my premise. I think you agree with me.
Absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. And, you know, their ability to defend their own hide is on the line. We go from citizens to slaves. As soon as we lose the right to keep their arms, we are instantly slaves.
My appeal today has been, and I thank you for, hold on, I'll send you my masterpiece, Scorched Earth, stay in line. It's simple. There are people out there who claim that Trump is not pure enough. He's not enough of a conservative for them. And that as a result, they're going to sit the election out and send a message to the Republicans. Now, either they're trolls for Hillary, because that's classically a Hillary message, or they are working for Hillary directly, pretending to be conservatives who are more pure than thou. Watch out for those who are holier than thou, and likewise look out for those who are more progressive than thou or more conservative than thou, because ultimately there is no purity in the world, including those who hold themselves up as purists. In fact, if you were to air their dirty laundry, you might find that the purest of conservatives are as dirty as a sewer. But that's a topic for another individual and another time. I just want to say to you, it's down to the wire. We are one election away from losing our freedoms. It's that clear to me. The nation has to fight the almost 10 years, that is 8 years, that's almost a decade, of Obama's scorched earth policies, which is why I fight, which is why I write, which is why I speak, and which is why you listen. And I want to thank you for being here. With God's will and your listenership, I shall be back tomorrow on the Savage Nation.